If we choose to look at healing as a beginning, we're also giving ourselves the right for a new start, to let go of the past in terms of thinking we have this huge debt of perhaps unresolved karma to take care of, and rather think that all those experiences of the past, be they mistakes or be they great successes, are part of the creative experience we may draw from in order to move forward into a greater sense of compassion and a greater sense of longing. The longing that we feel for an awakened state is absolutely not just for ourselves. It's something we can share without even worrying about how do we share it. It's natural. That longing helps bridge the gap between what we allow ourselves to experience and the huge amount of energy that is available to us if we dare step forward and take the offer. One step at a time, not pushing the envelope too hard, but actually choosing to know ourselves more deeply in a way that helps expand our sense of the potential through experience, through a direct perception, not just learning in an intellectual sense, but actually experiencing in our own consciousness some of the amazing potential that many awakened beings have pointed to. They see it as reality, not as some kind of cosmic lotto where only a few people win the prize. It's the prize waiting within us, wanting to blossom, a new seed of consciousness, a new level of awareness that wants to bring us deeper levels of happiness. Do we dare? It might be a question. Do we dare step forward into a greater sense of who we are in ourselves, with the knowing that it's not selfish at all? It's a gift we can share with everyone. Namaste.